The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Today's show is brought to you by the Brothers Karamazov. Not the book, the actual brothers themselves.
They love Eric and wanted to support him, so they decided to sponsor the show.
Is that not amazing?
And Dostoevsky doesn't know a thing about it.
And he invented them.
Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Whoa. Boom. Hey. Ha. Alvin, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing
okay,
well.
Okay, look. We got a lot to talk about, pal.
I know.
First of all, today for me is Monday, even though it's Tuesday for everybody else.
Yes.
Because yesterday I took a personal day.
Oh, shame. Shame on you.
Yeah. I had some skin No. I had
tattoos removed?
I spent time with my parents.
Okay.
And my daughter. I have a daughter now. She's almost 20. And
terrific.
And actually ended up taking my dad. Like, he had to go to the hospital for some tests and some treatment. And the fact that I happened to be there, because it was kind of like a sudden thing, right? And, I mean, I make it sound a little bit more dramatic than I should, but the point is, I spent the day with my dad instead of being here.
Yeah.
So, in effect, today is the first day of the rest of our lives.
Yay.
Because what happened on Friday, ladies and gentlemen, did you see it? Alvin, I know you saw it. Not only did you see it, you were in it driving me as a chauffeur.
Folks,
we're talking about the TV premiere of the Eric Metaxas radio show. This show premiered on TV. Now, some people are saying, what? I'll clarify. On Friday night and again on Sunday night, TBN, okay? I don't know if that's the channel you watch or not, but TBN has taken this radio show to what is called the next level, to the third dimension of sight and sound called television. Yes. And so on Friday night at 6 o'clock Eastern time and on Sunday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, this show premiered on TV. And I got to tell you, where do we start? I don't even know where to start. My guests were Governor Huckabee.
Yes.
And when I say Governor Huckabee, that's Governor Mike Huckabee, who's no longer governor. He now has a TV show on TBN. People say, was he still on Fox or is he on Fox? He hasn't been on Fox in years. He's on TBN. So if you want to see Huckabee, he's on TBN. If you hate him and you don't want to see him, he's still on TBN. There's nothing you can do about it. And I am also on TBN. So my first guest was Governor Huckabee.
Governor.
And my second guests were the Bad Benham brothers. Those guys are bad blood. They're twins. They're trouble. And I don't like them.
The evil twin. They're both evil twins. Oh.
Yeah, there's usually one evil twin, and we found out. No. They're both bad to the bone, the Benham brothers. So if you watch, you can listen to my programs with them. Or actually, we put some of this stuff on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But the premiere of the Eric Metaxas show on TV was this past weekend. And everybody's like, hey, what did you think of it? What did you think of it? And sometimes you're so inside something, you don't really know.
Yeah.
What do you think of it? I mean, did you have any thought? I can't even.
Oh, my wife, who's very critical, thought it was really, really, really good.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're just saying feel great.
You're
just
really,
saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, seriously, though, it was nuts. And here's the thing, folks. And I don't mean to freak people out, but this show premiered this past weekend. And what that means is that it's a going concern.
Yes.
It's not it wasn't a one-time thing. It's going to be on every week. But here's the good news. The show's different every week, just like the radio show.
Right.
Next week, for example, my guests are Gary Sinise and Stephen Baldwin.
Whoa!
Gary Sinise starred in Forrest Gump.
Yep.
And Stephen Baldwin starred in The Usual Suspects.
Mm-hmm.
With Me Too Vice President Kevin.
Kevin, I was going to say Sorbo because he's in every, you know, okay.
Kevin Spacey. See, Kevin I was Spacey. Being Spacey.
Thank
Get
you,
it?
James. Thank
I was
you.
Being Spacey.
Ah.
Get Kevin. I can't think of it.
Ah, there it
Spacey.
Is. It's like a jumble
yeah,
puzzle.
Yeah, he's okay. The Me Too Vice President. I think now he's been promoted to the Vice Presidency.
Okay.
But, yeah, so Stephen Baldwin, Gary Sinise this weekend. Mm-hmm. And after that, it just gets crazier and crazier. We may even go into the past and resurrect some people who haven't been around for many years. Maybe Satchmo, maybe Bob Hope. We're not going to tell you.
No.
But the point is, every week on the Eric Metaxas radio show on TV,
yes,
we're going to have a half an hour, usually with two guests. And how about that animated opening?
Oh, love it.
Can we even believe this?
No.
I mean, there are people who don't know what we're talking about because they're listening to the radio program. But I guess I'm here to say, folks, we really are doing this TV show on TBN. And it is this show. Now, I know you're getting confused. We're taking pieces of this show. So not this kind of thing. Like, this is just me chit-chatting with Albin
yeah.
and you. But we're taking some of these segments with our guests
yep.
that are being captured on video. We call that taping.
Yes.
And they're being captured, edited, and released into the wild of the TV universe. So every weekend on TBN. Now, if you don't know where TBN is, you're going to have to figure that out.
Yeah.
You can go to tbn.org where it says programs, and it'll tell you.
Put your zip code in.
But here's what I discovered. Now, maybe I'm not supposed to say this on the air. Okay, folks, you ready? Here's what I discovered. while taking a bath... No, here's what I discovered. I was at a Chuck Colson Wilberforce weekend event in Washington, D.C. on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed John Lennox. Some people know John Lennox. We did a Socrates in the City event in Washington, D.C. at the Museum of the Bible. He was off the hook spectacular. That was Thursday night. Friday night, there was another event, and it really was not possible for me to watch the premiere of this show on TV because I'm in a hotel. They didn't have TBN. You know, hotels, they don't have that many channels. So I went online mm-hmm. to see if I could watch it live
yeah.
at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
But I said, let me prepare this because I got to go do something at 5 o'clock, and then I got to run back and watch it, right?
Yeah. yeah.
So as it's probably like 4:40.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm on my computer at tbn.org trying to figure out if I'm going to be able to watch the show live, the TV show live on my computer, guess what I discovered?
What?
It was already there. They must have put it up. So I watched my show an hour and a half before it premiered.
Whoa.
And you could have too,
ooh.
Except you didn't. I'm sure most people didn't. I mean, maybe some people did. Maybe some people said, I'm going to check it out. I'm sure somebody did.
Yeah.
But we got okay. great feedback. We got some negative feedback from hateful, nasty people, and I refuse to dignify that.
Do
you know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't.
Well,
I didn't
I'm talking
anything.
About people like my mom
oh,
and stuff.
Okay.
She said some things. And I said, lay off, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay, we have, man, we should have said this a long time ago. For both hours today, I'm going to be kibitzing with our friend Tom Shalhoub of the Fox News Network.
Mm-hmm.
He has a radio show on Fox. We'll talk to him about that. But Tom Shalhoub is, I don't want to say this in front of him because he'll get embarrassed, but he's a serious Catholic Christian. He wants to just be like a nice guy on TV, but I'm just outing him. He actually believes in the resurrection, all that crazy stuff. He doesn't want it to get out because they could bounce him from Fox. You know, they're very strict over there about secularism. Mm-hmm. And they had Buttigieg on and stuff like that. They're really swinging hard left.
Okay.
It's sad. It's sad. And that's why you need to listen to the show. Here's some interesting news. We're doing an Angel Tree Camp fundraise.
Yeah.
We have raised the funds. And when I say we, I mean you. You listeners, it's nobody but you, okay, have sent money in. $200 gets a kid to camp for 1 week, Angel Tree Camp. And I'm here to say we've sent 105 kids to camp.
Yes.
Our goal is 130, 25 kids to go. You have to go to metaxastalk.com. And when you go there, you can actually see the number of kids. If you were to send $200 right now, that number, bing, would go up to 106 kids, right?
Right. That's right.
So we need you to go there. When we come back, we're going to be on with our kooky friend Tom Shalhoub. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Albin,
woo-hoo,
we're on TV now.
I know.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pestfree, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pestfree. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a two-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows, only available at MyPillow.com, or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them, but the two-pack lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide, Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Folks, I just love Boston so much. Do you know why I love Boston? Because there are people from Boston that I love so much. And one of them, we tried to get him for the show today, for the whole show. Turns out we got him. Tom Shalhoub, yes. Welcome to the program.
I love it. Tom, I love hearing that Boston.
Tom, now, my engineer, James, I have to ask him, and he'll be honest, because he knows he'll be out of here in a nanosecond if he ever lies. James, that was random, right? Okay. The choice of Boston was random.
I can't believe it.
And it just so happens that Boston's own son,
yes,
Tom Shalhoub, is in the studio.
Yes.
It's incredible. Now, listen, Tom, some people tuning in know you, some don't. And the ones who don't need to click off now because there's nothing for you. No, you're a comedian, okay? Number one, you're a comedian.
Number one.
Number two, you're still a comedian.
Yep.
And yet you host shows. You've been on Fox News a lot.
Met you on Red Eye.
And you met me on Red Eye. And you now have a big national radio show,
yeah,
that probably competes with me in some markets.
Yes. And I love all the people I compete with.
And let me just say this. We will crush you like a June bug. No, so seriously, though, so some people know you and love you, and other people be like, I think I remember that guy. But you, because you've been all over the place, but mostly on Fox.
Yes.
Right.
You know, with the intro to my radio show, I love it because it's Stephen Colbert saying, here's the only guy who's been a correspondent on The Daily Show and a host on Fox News. Welcome, Tom Shalhoub, because that was my intro when I did the CBS show that he hosts.
Get out.
And I love that intro because that is, you're always looking for your unique place in the world.
Yeah.
That's me. I worked on The Daily Show.
Yeah.
And Fox News.
You know what? I have two things kind of like that because there are some people that are eclectic, right?
Yeah.
And there are other people that it's just like, you know, that's the one thing, like he's a singer or he's whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to say, who is this guy who could work on Fox News and work on The Daily Show? He's got to be some kind of hypocrite in one of those worlds.
Yes.
And I think I have a thing where it says I've written for The New York Times, Chuck Colson, and VeggieTales.
Yes.
You know, like it's just kind of whatever. Actually, even cooler, on my wall in my home, I have a signed autographed letter from Woody Allen to me. And a signed autograph letter from George W. Bush to me. And it's my guess that there's no one on this planet or any other
who has those two letters, because
you just think like the people who love the Woodman,
yeah,
hate W.
Right.
And the people who love W think the Woodman's a pedophile. But he's not. So it turns out he's not. So who is the hypocrite?
Turns
now?
Out.
Turns out he's not. No, he's not, actually. Yeah. I mean, we don't have time to talk about that. But Tom Shalhoub, enough about me. What do you think about this show?
I think it's a great show so far. I'm dazzled by the building. We're in an old theater, correct? It's got to be an old theater.
Tom, listen, I took the wrong medication this morning, and this show could ruin your career forever. So I hope you're prayed up because this could go bad because I'm in my manic phase. Albin knows that when I'm like this, anything can happen. People know you as a comedian, but you really are. You've been everywhere. You've been on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Probably been on about 20 times.
Get
on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Really? Because I've only been on none. It's amazing. I guess if you stack up none against 20, you win.
Well, I sing with him. We sing in a barbershop quartet called the Ragtime Gals. And we do hip-hop songs rearranged as barbershop harmony.
I'd like to borrow that part of your life sometime. But it's I like when people explain things. Like you're what you were doing sort of in a gentle way, in that gentle Tom Shalhoub way, was you saying like, hey, Eric, I'm no big deal. I'm no better than you. It's just that we sing on The Tonight Show. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's not like it was a choice between you and me and he picked me. It's just that I sing with him, and that explains it. And when you put it in that kind of context, I go, okay, I get it now.
Yep. That's it. Just I'm in the band.
But how did you get to sing barbershop quartet? Barbershop quartet, the genre, one. And then two, how did you get to do that with Jimmy Fallon? Like, what is the backstory, my friend?
Backstory, let's go to 1984. Our music teacher we were horsing around because we were in the chorus.
Wait, you just said 1984.
Oh,
Jimmy Fallon's not in the picture.
No Jimmy then. Oh. He's younger than me, but in 1984, we were horsing around in chorus because the boys in the chorus, you know, you just go there to meet girls because it's mostly girls.
You grew up we've established in the Boston area.
Yes, Norwood, Massachusetts.
Norwood.
Yeah, or Norwood.
Norwood.
You might say, my dad would say Norwood, Mass.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, we got to mention this. You wrote a great book, and I've had you on to talk about this book. But if people want more of Tom Shalhoub on the page, Mean Dads for a Better America, The Generous Rewards of an Old-Fashioned Childhood. I love it when my guests have a book that I can promote because I'm a writer and I want them to promote my books. But your book, seriously, it really is funny and it does capture you. And that's really tough, Tom, to capture a voice on the page. So good for you or your ghostwriter, whoever she is. No, I know you. I know
who
you.
Said she.
I know.
I would have.
No, that's politically correct.
Yes.
You got to say she now. And it's definitely a Latina she. Oh, I should have said ella.
All right. I would, if I had a ghostwriter, it would be a she because she would soften all of the hard masculine edges that I bring with me wherever I go.
But that's the beauty of you. You don't bring those edges. You are, no, you don't, Tom. You're a nice, everybody knows you. You're a nice guy. Yeah. You wouldn't harm a flea. You are just a nice guy. And that's why people push you around. And so I want to establish something. First of all, I had way too much coffee today, okay? And if you're trying to text me now, we're trying to do a show, if you don't mind, okay?
You keep it on, though. You keep the phone on during the show.
No, that was a mistake. Okay. That's because I had so much coffee that people know me. They know something's off. Eric, you're off. You see my wig is askew, okay? I didn't take the time. You need a good wig adhesive. If you're going to be in this business, TV, cameras, you need the best wig adhesive money can buy.
Bing Crosby. The guy had the best.
Crosby. You know, did you know that in his latter years, John Wayne wore a toupee?
John Wayne. But that's the thing is that they didn't just slap the thing on their head like these guys from the 70s. Back then,
right.
You know, they took care to apply the thing.
Exactly. Where are these standards? you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We need wig standards to come back. Up, raise the standard. So you and I were gonna joke around today, just to warn the audience. There'll be very little substance here, folks. I apologize, and yet I revel in it. That's number one. Number two, it's Tuesday. Okay, we're not taping the show, so any like breaking news, we could talk about it.
Because it's really Tuesday. If we say it, it happened.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say, sometimes people, you know, if I'm away, I'll tape something. Like yesterday, for example, was Monday, right? I was up in Danbury, Connecticut, with my old man and my mommy. I was up with the folks, so I wasn't here to do the show. But today I'm here, I'm talking to you, and it's Tuesday, and we could talk about stuff that happened like yesterday, like Trump's rally. We could talk about.
It happened.
We don't have to.
Yeah,
but we could.
I probably saw about half of it.
You saw about it. Did he read the snake poem? Do you remember that?
Yeah, he used to do the snake all the time. I don't think he did the snake.
Reading the snake poem, I thought to myself, has to be, it's an act of political theater unlike anything, I'm not kidding, we have ever seen. It's as though Andy Kaufman had possessed the body of Donald Trump and said, what can I do? that is such a jerk move toward the media that their heads will explode. What I do? And it wouldn't be just to talk about immigration in that way. It would be to read a cheesy poem and to read it straight-faced.
Yes, and to cheers. And it works on so many levels. It's so true. Like Andy Kaufman, you know, maybe he should – maybe he should wrestle a woman on stage the way that Andy Kaufman did. It might,
work. This is getting out of hand, people. Usually Albin and I get crazy, and then we transition to a serious guest. But that's not happening on this show.
Yeah.
This show, it's just straight up crazy all the way through. Tom, I apologize. If this ends your career, I'll buy you another career.
This is enhancing my career. And don't apologize to the viewers because they know that in all the lack of substance, there will be substance by the end.
Yeah. Well, you sent me a list of things we could talk about.
Yes.
And I wanted to home in. Notice I didn't say hone in because hone in is wrong.
And I've
home in. Yeah, people have started saying it now. I got an email from a radio producer wanting me on her show. And it said hone in. And I thought I could just blow you off just because of that. But I didn't because it's Nashville, New Hampshire, and I want to do the show. We're going to a break. We're going to home in on F Troop and other important news of the day with Tom Shalhoub. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has warned former White House counsel Don McGahn will be held in contempt for defying a congressional subpoena. Georgia Republican Doug Collins says Democrats are trying desperately to make something out of nothing. Top national security officials are on Capitol Hill briefing Congress on Iran. California has sued to block the Trump administration from canceling nearly $1 billion for the state's high-speed rail project. Another record for summer travel. Airlines for America forecasting 257.4 million people will fly on U.S. carriers between June 1st and August 31st. That's a 3.4% increase over last summer. And in health news, cholesterol levels in children and teens improved in the latest analysis of a U.S. health survey. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and Beautiful.
Two chords, too. That's the first song I ever learned on the guitar because it's two chords.
That's the first song Tom Chaloux learned on the guitar?
Yeah, because you if you type in easy songs guitar.
But this is like randomly, we're picking songs that are your biography.
It's really true. And it's out haunting. With Wings. Wings, the song of my youth, because a lot of people grew up with the Beatles. I'm a Wings generation.
I'm a Wings generation, too.
Yes.
Awesome.
When they were hits.
We'd be friends.
Yeah.
I love Wings so much. I actually think often I love Wings better than Beatles.
Sometimes when the mood strikes you and you play that music.
Beatles actually, this has happened to Motown, too, where it can become cloying because you've heard it so much.
Yeah.
Cloying.
That's why I mix in.
Like, do you have a radio program where you use the word cloying? Or would your audience tune out? Like, they're NASCAR, hardcore Fox people, and they're like, that fancy words like cloying, that's like inside the beltway, coastal elites, I'm out.
Yeah, it's true. You don't want to alienate those people with the words. They may hone in on them.
Ow!
And then come back to haunt you.
All right, we got to let the audience know, okay? It's Tuesday. We're talking news of the day with Tom Chaloux. And we're having fun, and I have problems with this because you're a comedian and because I like you and you let me, I joke with you, and sometimes I can't stop, and I had too much coffee. And Albin, my friend, I apologize. If our careers go down in flames, all right, if the whole thing falls in on itself, I apologize. I had too much coffee. So, Tom Chaloux, you're a comedian. Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's probably TomChaloux.com at this stage.
It's probably
TomChaloux.com.
You don't know that?
At some point, I'd had to do a hostile takeover of the name, and I got it, but it's TomChaloux.com. But there's no C in it, and there's no B at the end of my name like Tony Chaloux. It's S-H-I-L-L-U-B.
Oh, I see. You know what? We've got plenty of time. I want to spell this. T-O-M, as in Tom. Chaloux, now that's an Irish name.
It is an Irish name.
S-H-I-L-L-U-E. Yes. S-H-I-L-L-U-E, because after this program, people are going to want to find out who is Tom Chaloux, because Eric talked so much, I never found out who he was. Okay, so I've got to share an anecdote about my producer, Albin, because this kind of freaked everybody out here. He was on the train going home to Westchester.
Yeah.
And he saw someone who he thought looked just like you. And he was almost going to say hello, but he wasn't 100% sure if it was you.
Yeah.
And then you got off, I think it's Spuiten Duyvel or something
Duyvel.
Like that. Spuiten Duyvel. Spuiten Duyvel is a Dutch term. Did you know that?
Yes.
You know about this?
Yes, that's my neighborhood in the Bronx.
And it means in spite of the devil.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
And Spuiten Duyvel, so he saw you get off there. And he thought, I don't think Tom lives here. And then he saw you and he realized, oh, my gosh, it was Tom Chaloux.
Yeah.
But then, as though it's a Twilight Zone episode, in the train, he settles back into the seat, looks over and sees someone else who looked so much like you, he thought it must be you.
Wow. And the thing is, I wish he took a snapshot of him and showed me, or maybe I don't, because whenever anybody tells me I saw a guy who looks just like you.
I know, you're afraid to see what it looks like.
They show me the picture.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I have a vision of myself, and sometimes it doesn't match up with what other people think. You know, I think I'm a Ferris Bueller, and people think I'm a Cameron. You know, they think I'm a sidekick. I'm not a sidekick, Eric. I'm a leading man.
I think I'm Atticus Finch, and people think that I'm Senator Al Franken.
Or how about who's the bad senator in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington? The Silver Knight. Remember him?
The bad senator is played by Frederick March.
No,
right?
No, it's.
I know who you mean.
Yes.
You know, he's one of those character actors, and I can't think
Claude
of his
Rains.
Name.
Claude.
No, you know what? I'm sorry. I meant to say Claude. I always say Frederick March when I mean Claude Rains. Claude Rains, amazing actor.
Amazing.
But who? Why did you bring him up?
Well, he's the Silver Knight. He was the we were looking for Eric Metaxas,
right.
Icons.
Yeah,
I think I'm
Jimmy Stewart, and other people think I'm Claude Rains.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
See, that's called
that's what
improv.
Haunts us,
we're doing improv, Tom.
We are haunted by that, Eric, because you and I are both leading men.
Know that. Why doesn't everybody else cast us that way?
Jimmy Stewart's a perfect example. Doggone it. You see, I'm Jimmy Stewart. But today, they would try to push Jimmy Stewart to the sidekick role. He ain't no sidekick.
Because he's too nice.
Yeah.
And they want bad boys.
Yeah, that's
it. And we're not them.
No.
We're not they either. All right. All right. Now, Tom, seriously, I want to talk to you about current events. You're a comedian, but you also comment on current events on your radio show. I believe it's called the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Yeah, we talk about the issues.
Okay. And it's on Fox Radio.
Fox News Radio.
Fox News Radio.
Syndicated. We do a podcast, too.
We will crush you.
Mm-hmm.
So you do a radio show. You do, what, 3 hours a day?
3 hours a day.
So that's hardcore.
Yeah.
We just do 2 hours, and then we just kind of chill.
That's kind of what I do. I do 2 hours of kind of the news. It's like the first hour is really usually the topic of the day, the Trump rally, whatever it happens to be. Second hour, we do culture. I talk about homeschooling, you know, vaccines,
you have
whatever.
An actual plan?
I plan it out.
Well, then how come we don't have a plan? So you plan it out, and in the third hour, what do?
We horse around like we did on Red Eye.
Interesting, because we don't have that kind of a plan. We just mix it up. And usually in the even at the end of our second hour, Alvin goes into the other room. He starts making coladas. You know,
like, you say coladas, but not pina coladas.
Coladas. The different, there are different kinds of coladas. Oh, we got to wrap up. We're going to a break. So much substance and so little time. We'll be right back with Tom Shalhoub. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes, I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, you know, I could talk about it all day long.
Great.
But I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night? Or just trudging through each day, but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
In his new book, Rise of the Servant Kings, former LAPD officer and Promise Keepers chairman Ken Harrison shares that real men are designed to be proactive, courageous, and humble, not passive, fearful, or arrogant. This book equips men to confidently step into their marriages, families, work, and friendships with newfound strength as they embrace God's true plan for their lives. Rise of the Servant Kings, available wherever books are sold and at riseoftheservantkings.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With rising costs, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hi, Hugh Hewitt here for PatriotMobile.com. I need you to go and switch today to PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Let me tell you why. Big Mobile is supporting the left. You know, I'm talking about AT&T, Verizon. They cut big checks to the big left, and they do it every year, year in and year out, decade after decade, but not Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the country's only conservative cell phone company. A portion of every one of your bills goes to support conservative causes, the Second Amendment, pro-life causes, conservative activism at the Heritage Foundation. They also have unlimited talk and text plans starting as low as $25 a month, so don't wait. At Patriot Mobile, a young company, more than $2 million has already been used to support your constitutional rights. Imagine what we can do with you on our side when you switch to Patriot Mobile. Join me to stop the left and switch to Patriot Mobile today. We need you now more than ever. Visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh. That's patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on.
Hey there, folks. I hate to interrupt Supertramp. Oh, let me guess.
Cord,
this is the first. This is the first song you learned on piano.
No, I haven't learned piano yet. But I.
Oh man, when next time you come back, come on. I need you to learn piano.
Yeah, I got to get. I consider myself a wannabe Renaissance man, so that's why I picked up the
guitar.
That's
actually funny.
About 2 years ago, I started playing the guitar.
You know, in the Renaissance man department, I never thought of that. Like I thought, like I think of myself as a Renaissance man, but I don't play. That's not true. I used to play trumpet. It's just not the kind of thing you'd keep up. So why did I pick it in the first place? Duh.
Me too.
But
I used to play trumpet.
No way.
I did. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom, seriously?
Yeah, gave it up in high school because it wasn't cool to be in the band.
Okay, let me ask you a question. It wasn't cool to be in the band.
Marching band.
What are you talking about? I thought it was cool. I thought it was cool. I was in the marching band.
Yeah. So how ironic is this? Wasn't cool to be in the band,
right.
So I left it to join the barbershop quartet.
Oh! He said, if they're not wearing a seersucker, I'm out of there. Come on. That's very funny. You really did.
Yeah.
You really did. And I thought the marching band was cool because we played Sir Duke.
Oh, yeah.
And we played...
come on, that was great.
We played... Reminiscent by Little River Band, like, you know, all the hits.
Yeah,
in marching in formation.
It's quite amazing, and I wish, obviously, I stuck with it. I wish I stuck with everything.
I went to Danbury High School in Danbury, Connecticut, public school.
My wife's from Bethel.
No way, I forgot about
got
that.
I got married at Candlewood Lake Inn, on Candlewood Lake.
Wait. I'm not believing what you just said. You got married on Candlewood Lake?
That's it.
You're not kidding.
No.
Okay. Can I tell you something? This is not a joke. I'm going to freak everybody out right now. I worked in the summer of 1980 after I graduated high school. I worked that summer. It was a bleak, horrible summer. I worked that summer parking cars at the Candlewood Lake Inn.
That's fantastic.
And then I killed myself.
You didn't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was bleak. I got drunk one night. I went out in the woods. I ended it. And yet here I am. That's the good news.
That's
but
amazing.
You got married there?
Yeah. In the winter. First of all,
in
advice
the winter.
For anyone. People, you plan your weddings for the winter because they're
much
way
cheaper.
Cheaper.
Oh,
way cheaper.
Yeah. Because yeah. I want a June wedding. I don't think so.
No. February.
Unless daddy's a banker.
Got married on a Sunday. Everyone wants Saturday, so you go with the Sunday.
Right.
You go with the winter.
Right. And get married at dawn because nobody wants to get married at dawn. Right?
Right.
Okay, seriously, though. That's amazing to me because, like, the story of my conversion to the Christian faith happens literally on the frozen Candlewood Lake.
That's fantastic.
You didn't know that, did
no,
you?
No, no. And we looked out on a frozen Candlewood Lake.
Was I out there?
You weren't there.
No.
The but ghost of Metaxas
did
was
you,
there.
Do you give out the year that you got married?
Yeah, 93. 2003.
Is your wife here?
Not here?
Yeah.
Three. It has a three in it.
People tuned into the show to get some substance, to get some current events. And what the heck are we talking about? I love it. So, no joke, that's freaking me out. Because that summer at the Candlewood Lake Inn parking cars, it was like a nightmare. It was so bad. I was so angry. I was angry because my mom and my brother, I just have one brother, they went to Greece to visit our relatives. So imagine them spending weeks in Cephalonia in Greece, like boating and water skiing and all this stuff. And I was with my dad, and my dad in those days was not fun to be around. And because if you showed up and he was there at the same time in the house, he'd think of something horrible that you had to do with him, like move rocks in the garden. Yeah. Come down to the garden and move rocks. So you got married, and your wife's from Bethel.
Yes, Bethel, Connecticut, which is right next to Danbury.
I feel so close to you right now that it's embarrassing. As a man, it's embarrassing. All right, your career now. So you do radio every day, like me, but you really do talk current events every day. I talk current events sometimes. Like, I want to talk current events with you eventually, but you're telling me that every day you're doing the news on the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Yeah, and we talk about the news. We, you know, talk radio. People call in. I like separating my comedy from my broadcasting, I guess. They're two different worlds. I don't talk about politics in my stand-up. Nor should anybody, because it's terrible. It, you know, I think politics.
So people think you might be anti-Trump or something.
They can think.
Yeah, but you perform with Greg Gutfeld.
I do, and we have great shows. The interesting thing is, I did a show the other night in my hometown, up in Riverdale. I'm doing the same material that I do on the road when Gutfeld and I do shows.
But you can't in Riverdale; they'll shoot you with a gun.
Same material.
Oh, interesting.
But they take it. The thing is, I don't lie at all. I don't couch anything. I don't hide anything. But it's not overt. I try to deal with universal truths the way that Jerry Seinfeld. You know, there's no more Seinfelds. Comedy is in a terrible state. I think
Seinfeld
is
still alive.
Seinfeld's still alive.
He's still living. He's in an iron lung out in the Hamptons.
I mean, he's still doing, and I love his show, Comedians in Cars.
Don't talk about that show. Because has he had you on that show?
He's not had me on the show.
Hey, Jerry, listen up. I know he listens to the show. Jerry, if you don't have Tom on soon, we knew where you live in the Hamptons, and we could, like, come there with lawnmowers and mess up your perfectly manicured lawn. You'll be so embarrassed this weekend. Okay.
But the thing is that comedy is now, it's not like it used to be. And I don't want to just be some anachronistic guy who looks back, but...
But it's not... but the point is that when I watch Colbert and those shows, I actually don't watch them anymore because it's just become, you know, it's become harsh and it's often not... It's not actually comedy. It's just like something else. What is it? I don't know what you call it now.
Well, the political stuff, it's just cheerleading, and it's really just politics, and it's ruined comedy because everyone thinks they have to do it.
It's acerbic.
Yes. And even stand-up, when you go to comedy clubs now, it used to be a place where you would go, and maybe you'd hear things you didn't hear on TV, you know? But the clubs are – the sensitivity level of people is so high that the clubs have been infected with all of this identity politics, and it's hurting everything.
I just have to say, I just thought of something. Like, I think the reason I feel so wacky right now, because my audience knows, like, something's wrong with Eric. I just realized the allergies are off the charts. I woke up this morning and I felt so bad and so spacey that I did the thing that I said I would never do. I let my wife give me a Claritin.
Oh, that's it? You're talking about your coffee.
And the Claritin and the allergies are combining in some kind of a devil's brew to whack me out. We're going to a break, folks. We'll be right back, and we will eventually talk about current events with Tom Shalhoub.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? You need some help from Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. As anticipated, former White House counsel Don McGahn did not appear to testify before the House Judiciary Committee today. Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
McGahn is a key eyewitness to how the president handled the Russia probe and refused to show up at a hearing this morning. Chairman Gerald Nadler is threatening to hold McGahn in contempt and enforce the subpoena.
We will not allow the president
to prevent the American people from hearing from this witness.
Democrats are debating how to handle the president's stonewalling. Some are pushing for impeachment hearings, while Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others want a more methodical approach. Either way, Republicans like Doug Collins say Democrats need to give up.
There's nothing here.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
There was some damage, but no injuries reported when a tornado touched down near Tulsa International Airport earlier today. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Music so much that it's freaking me out. Or maybe the Claritin is just I'm on a high, either a pollen allergy high or a Claritin high or both.
I'm doing what you've been doing lately, the allergy medications, yeah, and the coffee. It's quite a combination, but it does.
But the thing is, like, it's like I'm hopped up on goofballs or mm-hmm. something. That's an old drug term. So, but I'm sitting here with Tom Shalhoub, and you know, I listen to that music and I love it so much that I just want to listen to the music.
Yeah.
But then you listen to the lyrics. Did you hear the lyrics? And one of these nights, one of these crazy nights, we're going to find out, pretty mama, what turns on your lights.
What turns on your lights?
And I just want to say,
it's a home generator of some sort.
It's a little weird, man.
But the thing is,
it gets
all
a little
songs,
sexual, and I don't. That's not this. We don't do. Hey,
not
we don't
though.
Do this kind of a show,
Eric. Not
you
to me.
Work clean on this program,
but
my friend.
That's the thing is,
right?
All through the '70s.
If I wanted Red Fox, I would have booked Red Fox.
Well, that's the thing is, it didn't matter if it was Sanford and Son or the Eagles. Everything it was all in metaphors, and I took it for what it is. I was said, we're going to find out who turns on the lights. It's like, oh, maybe it's your cousin. He comes in and turns the lights on.
Right.
You know, I did. I never took them for the double entendres for what they were.
I'm just like you, because we're innocents. Seriously, we're innocents abroad. And you, even when I said abroad, some people thought I meant a woman. No, that's your dirty mind. I was quoting Mark Twain, Innocents Abroad. And so, but you, Tom, as we were just listening to that, right, I want to find out, pretty mama, what turns on the lights. When you and I were young listening to this music, like, it's not like the pretty mama would have tipped us off.
No.
We just figured he wants to know, what it is that generates electricity in your neck of the woods.
Yes. And they always were talking about the morning light, you know, things they were going to do till the morning light. And I was like, well, I guess till the morning light. You could do so many things till the morning light.
Yeah.
And
we were so young, we didn't think of that one thing that other people were thinking about, because
right.
we were so young and innocent in them days. Okay, so in case you're just tuning in, my guest is Tom Shalhoub. He's a comedian, and I just like you so much, Tom, that you make me feel comfortable, and I just get all goofy. But in hour two today, we are going to talk hard-hitting current events. That is my fake promise to you, my audience. That we're gonna dig in, we're gonna go deeper, we're gonna talk about the Mueller investigation.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna really get into this stuff. I want to tell you some things about a lot of those people, a lot of those McCabe and the whole Strzok and Page. We're gonna dig into that.
Does your audience demand that you do that? Do they ever complain
Never.
To you,
no.
Eric? You're always going off on tangents. But
yeah, well, they complain about that.
They do, because for me, It's not the highway. It's the exits that you take, Eric, that's what I'm interested in.
You're such a nice guy. I know you're just saying that to make me feel better about myself. And you're too nice. You shouldn't do that. Actually, before we go to our break, because it's a two-hour show, Tom, I'm sorry. You got to stay. But before we go to the break, we're going to come back. But I want to remind people, this is very serious, we're trying to raise funds for Angel Tree Camp. This is one of the greatest organizations, one of the greatest ideas I've ever heard of. Angel Tree sends the children of prisoners to a summer camp. Folks, this past weekend I was with the Prison Fellowship Colson guys. These are the best people. This is the greatest idea. We need your help. You have to go to metaxastalk.com and you'll see how many kids left. And actually, I'm going to read the phone number several times. 888-206-2793. Somebody can call right now. I know you can. 888-206-2793. And in Hungarian, it's 888-206-2793.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.